To begin with, try sitting a little taller in your seat, opening the shoulders a little so that the air can fill the lungs as you breathe, and placing both feet on the floor, about shoulder width apart. Try dropping your attention into the feet, tuning into whatever physical sensations you might notice there. If you can't feel anything at all, then wiggle the toes a little, or stretch them out so that they gently grab the floor or the soles of your shoes. Once you can feel something, anything, a fizzing, a tingling, slight pins and needles, warmth or coolness, then settle your attention into those physical sensations and notice what they feel like. Where exactly do the soles of the feet touch the floor? Where is that contact? Is it at the heel or the ball of the foot? Even the toes? Or perhaps all of these? If you're wearing shoes, are they pinching your feet slightly? If you're wearing socks, can you feel them wrapped around the ankles or the toes? Really exploring whatever sensations you notice right now in the feet. And if your mind wanders a little, that's okay. That's what minds do. Just keep patiently bringing it back and starting again. Now try shifting your attention up into the lower half of the legs, the calves, the shins. Then up into the knees. What sensations, if any, do you notice here? You might feel the touch of clothing across the top of the kneecap, or the softness behind the knee. You might even notice what the knee feels like from the inside as you settle your attention into the joint itself. If there is any slight discomfort or ache in the knees or anywhere else in the body, notice this too, accepting it as patiently as you can, allowing it to be as it is. Instead of feeling that it shouldn't be there or that it needs fixing, try just being curious that this is what is happening right now. No need to change anything. Now shifting your attention up into the sensations of sitting, tuning in to what it feels like for the body to be in contact with the chair, what it feels like to sit, noticing any sensations of touch or pressure. Is the weight of your body slightly to the left or to the right? Or perhaps leaning forward or backward. Next, try expanding your awareness downwards to include all the sensations in the lower half of the body. Noticing the weight and texture of the legs and the feet. What you are feeling and what you notice may keep shifting and changing, moment by moment. Tune in as closely as you can to these tiny changes. And finally, as best you can, try expanding your awareness further to include the sensations of breathing. No need to change your breathing in any way, but see if you can notice the chest or the belly gently rising as you breathe in and falling as you breathe out. Feeling the shoulder blades sliding apart slightly as you breathe in and coming back together as you breathe out. You might notice the coolness of the air as it touches the inside of your nose as you're breathing in. Or the slightly warmer air as you're breathing out. See now if you can follow one single breath all the way in and all the way out. Noticing even the turning point, that tiny moment of stillness where one breath ends and another is about to begin. In a moment, I'll ring a bell. And when you can no longer hear the sound of the bell, open your eyes, as that marks the end of the practice. But just sit with your eyes open for a few moments afterwards, letting your attention rest for a bit longer in the breath and in the body. And remember, you can do this at any time, wherever you are. Taking the time to sit quietly is an activity, and it's a precious one.